The cold was as sharp as a knife between her ribs. Ava Jennings thrust her thin, bare arms into the sleeves of her jacket, stashed her phone away in her jeans, and headed out into the chill night air. She'd had to work the late shift at the amusement arcade because Jade was off sick again, or so she claimed. Ava had her suspicions. Jade was probably just skiving at home or out on the town with her latest boyfriend. She made no secret about how much she hated working at the arcade. She was always going on about finding somewhere better. She said she wanted to be a dancer at one of those clubs where women danced for men. She liked to flaunt her bare midriff in skimpy crop tops and had recently had her navel pierced. Well, good luck to her. As far as Ava could tell, there wasn't a whole lot of difference between dancing at one of those clubs and being a stripper. You wouldn't catch Ava in that kind of place, even if the girls there did earn a fortune, according to Jade, in tips. She zipped up her jacket against the wind blowing in off the North Sea, whipping thin strands of golden hair across her face. 10 o'clock on a Wednesday night in late February, and the foreshore was practically a ghost town. No point hanging around for a bus at this hour. It would be quicker to walk and would keep her warm. She set off at a brisk pace. She always wore her comfy trainers to work and thought about what she'd do at the weekend. She was working all day Thursday and Friday, but on Saturday, she would go shopping and spend some of her hard-earned cash. She'd seen a dress in a shop in town she was desperate to try on. It was short, but not so short she'd freeze her arse off. You had to be realistic. This was Scarborough, not Tenerife. And Ava wasn't a slut like Jade. She skirted around the base of St. Nicholas Cliff, glancing up at the huge edifice of the Grand Hotel towering above, and made a snap decision to avoid the subway under Valley Road. The subterranean passages were fine during the day when there were plenty of people about, but at night, on her own, Ava didn't like descending underground. You never knew who might be lurking down there. It was the kind of place where weirdos hung out. You got a fair share of those in the arcade late at night, loners mostly. Ava supposed she should feel sorry for them, but some of them gave her the creeps. There'd been one guy this evening looking like he didn't have anywhere better to go. A sad case who didn't even seem to have money for playing the machines, but had simply hung about, watching others lose their cash. He'd tried chatting up Ava, but the manager had asked him to leave. Ava had braced herself for trouble, but in the end, he'd sloped off without causing any fuss. She'd looked for him as she left, half expecting to see him waiting outside the arcade, but there'd been no sign of him. She passed under the spar bridge with its massive stone arches, darted across the wide expanse of Valley Road, and started the long slog up Ramshill Road. Scarborough was nothing if not hilly. She'd moved here for work 6 months ago from a little village out on the moors. For the first few weeks, her legs had ached all the time from trudging up and down the steep hills. She thought Scarborough would be the death of her, but now she was fitter than she'd ever been. She'd even dropped her dress size, which was good enough reason to go shopping at the weekend. Away from the seafront, it wasn't so windy, and she began to get hot walking up the long hill. She unzipped her jacket. It was the very first thing she'd bought with her first pay packet. A silver sequined bomber jacket. She loved it to bits. It made her look like she was from a girl band, or at least that's what Jade had told her.